Production and Inventory Plan Development. Exhibit 2-15 shows how production and inventory plans, two major components of the supply plan, flow from organizational strategy and involve creation or review of production strategy, financial plans, and production rates. For ongoing processes, they also involve a review of production performance. Exhibit 2-15, Production and Inventory Planning Process. Source, Ross, Distribution Planning and Control, 3rd edition. Production Strategy Review. The production strategy review starts with a review of the inputs to the production plan. Production planning objectives. Aggregate sales plan at the product family level over an extended planning horizon, typically 15 to 24 months, expressed in a common unit of measure, including significant changes to requirements. Aggregate product family inventory on-hand balances. Product family load profiles, the amount of capacity required. Capacity profiles, for example, efficiency, utilization rates of aggregate work centers, a process to ensure that the master scheduling process can be aligned with the production plan. The production strategy review involves selecting or determining the continued appropriateness of the production strategy. The production strategy can be level, chase, outsourced slash subcontracted, hybrid. These methods are discussed elsewhere, but the gist is that level produces stable volume and uses inventory to absorb demand fluctuations such as seasonality. Chase flexes capacity to meet demand. Outsourced slash subcontracted contracts out either all production or the parts that are above a minimum production level. Hybrid mixes and matches these options. The organization needs to determine if the chosen method is still appropriate given changes in the aggregate demand plan or changes in other inputs to the plans. The inventory plan review also comes in at this point because the targeted ending inventory level per plant period and related minimum slash maximum levels will impact the viability of a given production strategy. Inventory plan review involves comparing planned period end balances and minimum and maximum target levels to determine inventory policy violations. Regardless of the degree to which the external supply base is used, the supply base and its footprint, the size and number of the types of intermediaries in the network, need to be reviewed to determine if currently contracted capacity levels are sufficient for the new demand information at an acceptable risk level and cost. Diversification of the supply base can reduce risks, but may also increase costs. Outsourcing can reduce capacity risks because capacity can be easily adjusted upward or downward without hiring or layoffs, but it creates cost competitiveness risks. Financial plan review. A financial plan review determines the cost of the resources used to create the desired level of capacity per period, as well as the cost of changes to capacity, and then determines whether these investments will produce a reasonable return on investment and meet other financial criteria, or be justified in some other way such as being necessary for legal compliance. The cost of transportation, ordering, relationship management, and inspections needs to be part of the review. The degree of competitive advantage the changes should create are also a consideration. Production rates review. Planned production rates are reviewed to determine if there is sufficient aggregate capacity to meet the production plan's load requirements. Production performance review. Regular review of plan to actual production enables the supply plan to be proactive to variances,